Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We were supposed to have Mindy Patterson with us today, but she's going to be with us tomorrow. We decided to take a little more time and do a little more colluding with one another. That's what we're going to do this afternoon. We're going to collude. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you for who you are, and we thank you for being such a loving God, a forgiving God. And oh, how we fail to even see our sins and to understand what we do each day when we turn our own ways and away from you. Forgive us, Father. Give your children wisdom and help us to be humble and to follow you, to seek your ways, to get into your word, and to understand the love that you have for each of us. I ask, Lord, for your hedge of protection around our president and all those who are leading. Those who are surrounding him, some are not friends, some are not good. Help him to know who is giving him the wise advice and who is being the wise guys that would lead us down a path of destruction. Put before him wise and godly counsel and that gift of discernment that you have for us, that we can define and know the difference, to sift through the lies and to see the truth and to see your holiness before us. I ask, Father, that you will bless CSE Talk Radio. Bless my listeners. Bless my advertisers and sponsors. Things are tough right now for everyone. We need you. We needed you all along. But sometimes we just have to realize how weak we truly are to know that we need you. You, CSE Talk Radio, and I pray that you will make a way that we can increase and broaden our territories, that we will reach more people for you and glorify you. Encourage others to bring America back home. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we pray. Amen. I was reading articles this morning, and as I was doing that, trying to figure out just exactly. You hear all this other stuff in the news, and of course, you know, Pelosi has put forth some kind of a stimulus package, a relief package, Heroes Act number 2, I don't know. But is the tyranny we're feeling today temporary? Or has this pandemic peeled the scales from our eyes and we can just see a little bit clearer? When once a republic is corrupted, there is no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils but by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles. Every other correction is either useless or a new evil. I find the wisdom in our founding fathers just astonishing and amazing. That was by Thomas Jefferson, and I'm going to read it a second time. I know I've shared it with you before. I don't have it memorized yet, like I do my George Washington quote. But think about what he's saying and apply it to today. How did he know this? Because he lived it. When once a republic is corrupted, there is no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils but by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles. Every other correction is either useless or a new evil. I suppose first, we must recognize and acknowledge what those growing evils are. Have you noticed that any time a new law, restriction, or regulation is put into place, even if temporarily, it is seldom, if ever, removed? You know, OSHA is not an authoritarian department. They don't make law, but OSHA's rules become law, and businesses are punished severely if they're not abiding by the rules. Do you really believe that a $15 minimum wage is what the Democrat socialists have in mind? Or will it be an equality wage and $15 wage across the horizon for everyone? While our president wants this nation opened and moving, and most of the people do, many do not. Many in Congress, many governors, many mayors, they want to keep the hammer down on the people and break those petty businesses, reward the mega corporations, and reward China. We the people should be the ones calling the shots at this point. This is our country. But we as consumers can punish China, and we can vote out the tyrants. Should Michigan re-elect their governor? If they do, they get what they deserve. Should Chicago or New York re-elect those mayors? If they do, they get what they deserve. Or do Americans even recognize that they lost freedom and liberty a long time ago? It is only now that they realize how tyrannical these socialist Democrats and the Rhino Republicans truly are. Nantwinette Plastic Pelosi obviously couldn't come back to session because she was busy having work done and consoling her aging self with her high-dollar ice cream. But now she is promising to give us a $3 trillion package. Where is she going to get the money? You know, they never say that. Where is the science in their spending? They never will tell you how they're going to pay for this act or that bill or whatever the case may be. How much thought went into her new Heroes Act? Our founding fathers spent a great deal of time and prayer in developing our U.S. Constitution, simple and to the point, about a dozen pages. But our Congress spends much less time and numerous tax dollars to come up with hundreds, thousands of pages in one bill or act that is completely fraudulent and nonsensical. I had Rudy try to count the pages of this new piece of legislation that Pelosi's coming up with, and at this point, and it's a rough draft, I know they're going to add to and subtract. They're not going to subtract much. They'll reword. It's over 1,800 pages. Unless we think it's only them in Congress, remember, it was SCOTUS who is supposed to interpret and make sure that their bills and things are not unconstitutional. But it was SCOTUS, remember, who approved Obamacare. James Madison said, "It will be of little avail to the people if the laws be so voluminous that they cannot be read, or so incoherent that they cannot be understood." How many of those do you think are going to sit down and read that 1,800 pages? I doubt it. But they'll all read what they think they want to know, or what they think they want us to know. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Yes, I'm trying to encourage you. I know it doesn't feel that way right now, but we're going to get there. I miss America. Do you? You're listening to CSE Talk Radio, and we will be right back.